Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Do you feel it?
Yes, I feel it.
Can the climate afford Europe's gas addiction? A fossil fuel phase-out is urgently needed. A scientific study commissioned by Friends of the Earth Europe reveals the continent urgently needs to phase out the use of all fossil fuels. At the current gas burning rate, among other fuels, European countries will have exhausted in 9 years their share of the remaining carbon budget on Earth to avoid global average temperatures rising over 2 degrees Celsius. The new study, published in October, is titled Natural Gas and Climate Change and was conducted by Professor Kevin Anderson and Dr. John Broderick of the Tyndall Center for Climate Change Research based in the UK. Meanwhile, a report attached to the study, written by Friends of the Earth Europe, warns that the continent still plans for decades of fossil fuel use, including support and subsidies for new gas infrastructure. The report by Friends of the Earth Europe, titled Can the Climate Afford Europe's Gas Addiction, and published on November the 7th, calls for a rapid transformation of the energy system in the European Union to be free from fossil fuels by 2030. Real World Radio interviewed activist Colin Roche, extractive industries campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, to know more about the new scientific study, its main findings and assessments, only a few days after the end of a new round of UN negotiations on climate change in Bonn, Germany.
Real World Radio is going to interview Colin Roche. He is an extractive industries campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe. Colin, really, really welcome to Real World Radio.
Thanks very much, Jose.
We know, Colin, that Friends of the Earth Europe has launched a new report called Can the Climate Afford Europe's Gas Addiction? And I would like to ask you, Colin, which was the purpose to do this study? And what are the most important findings that you had with it?
So, thanks, Jose. So, the purpose of this study was to see whether Europe can continue to invest in gas, in those fossil fuels, and still meet the Paris climate temperature commitments. Because the European Union continues to invest billions of euro in fossil gas infrastructure. And so we wanted to investigate if that is compatible with their commitments to stopping climate change. And so what we did was we hired some external experts, including Kevin Anderson, a well-known climate change scientist, to investigate if there was still a possibility in Europe's climate budget or carbon budget to continue to use fossil gas. And what Kevin Anderson and his colleague John Broderick found was that there is no long-term future for gas in the European Union's energy system. And in fact, that even to reach just 2 degrees of global warming, Europe would have to stop burning fossil fuels, all fossil fuels, by 2035. Because we believe that we need to keep the temperature below 1.5 degrees of the maximum global warming, and that there's no safe global warming temperature, that we believe that Europe should exit and stop using fossil fuels by 2030. So they are the main conclusions of the report.
Okay, Colin. At the same time, the report is warning that Europe is still planning for decades of fossil fuel use, including support and subsidies for new gas infrastructure. Could you please tell us a bit more about that? What is the reality happening?
Yeah, so what we're really concerned with here is that 25 years after the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, was signed by countries all around the world, including Europe. Europe is continuing to invest billions of dollars and billions of euro into fossil fuels. And a lot of that money is going into infrastructure, pipelines and liquefied natural gas terminals for the gas industry. And what we know is that this infrastructure will last for decades to come. So you will see the European Union spending the money, taxpayers' money, on pipelines to import gas. And those pipelines will last up to 50, 60 years from today. And so what our study showed was that these investments are simply not in line with Europe's commitment to stop climate change. Europe cannot be continuing to use these pipelines and these LNG terminals for the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And that, simply put, we should stop spending money on fossil fuels immediately, and that we need to be spending money on renewable energy, community-based solutions, and energy efficiency.
Colin, the report was launched just in the few days of November, and I would like to ask you if you had any kind of responses from governments of the European Union or from the bloc itself.
Well, I think we've had some discussions with different civil servants in European countries and in the European Commission. And we haven't seen a response yet from the political leaders. But what we are clear is that we have found no good argument to challenge what we've been saying in the report. So we brought the report to the climate negotiations in Bonn, and we heard no good challenge, no serious challenge to the findings of our study. So it's clear to us that our study is correct in saying that the European Union needs to be getting out of fossil fuels within 20 years, and that we need to immediately stop funding fossil fuel projects. And so there's been no real challenge to those findings. But now what we see here in Europe and around the world is a big push from the gas industry, from the likes of Shell, from Chevron, from other big multinational oil companies, to portray gas as a clean fossil fuel. And we're very clear in our report that there is no such thing as a clean fossil fuel. All fossil fuels are dangerous for the climate, and therefore dangerous for all the people who depend upon the climate and will be affected by climate change in Europe and also right around the world. So we haven't seen a challenge for them, but what we intend to do is to challenge their claims that gas is a clean fossil fuel.
Colin, you explain in the report that the region only has 9 years to burn gas and other fossil fuels at the current rate before the region will have exhausted their share of the Earth's remaining carbon budget for maximum temperature rises of 2 Celsius degrees. And I would like to ask you, Colin, if you can explain, especially for the people who haven't been in touch with those issues, what does issue of the carbon budget mean related to what the region can really still pollute, let's say?
Yeah, so you're right. Our carbon budget here in Europe, because we're one of the regions most responsible for the problem of climate change, is quickly running out. So what the carbon budget is, it says, so there's only so much carbon dioxide we can put into the atmosphere before we make the temperature rise by 2 degrees or by 3 degrees or by 4 degrees. And so global scientists have estimated an amount of carbon dioxide that we can still put into the atmosphere before we reach 2 degrees of global warming. But that carbon budget, as they call it, which is the amount of carbon dioxide available that we could still put into the atmosphere, is very quickly running out because we continue year after year to put in huge amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And indeed, we've seen just in the last 2 weeks that those carbon dioxide emissions are not going down, and that we continue to produce them at the same rate as we have been globally for the pattern of the last decade. And so our global carbon budget is running out extremely quickly, and Europe's carbon budget is running out even sooner, because Europe has only a small amount left before it breaches the carbon budget that our scientists put out in their report.
Colin, you are promoting us, Friends of the Earth Europe, community energy. And I would like to ask you if there are any kind of studies that show that really the region can really increase the number of projects dedicated to community energy and the amount that this kind of process could generate in terms of energy for the region, because there can be some people saying it's not going to be enough, the technology is not there, maybe it's not developed sufficiently until now. What would you say? Why do you promote community energy as a solution to combat the climate crisis?
Well, for one, Jose, we have energy all around us. So in Europe, but also all around the world, nearly everybody has access to energy from the sun or from the wind, but they don't have the technology available to them to capture that energy. And so for us, it makes lots of sense for communities to own and to operate the technology so that they can harvest the wind power and the solar power, which is available in their communities. And that saves the costs of building expensive infrastructure. And it can also saves it the energy costs of transmitting the energy from community to community. Now that we will still need to move some of the energy around, but we can do a huge amount by capturing the energy already available to our communities. And it puts power back into the hands of local communities so that they can be sure that they are fulfilling the energy needs of their local community. So we have examples of brilliant and excellent projects all across Europe, which show the possibilities of community energy. But there is a huge amount of unmet potential. There's so many communities and so many schools and so many buildings, so many homes, which don't have solar panels, for example, millions and millions in Europe, which don't have solar panels yet, which could have solar panels and which could be harvesting the energy, the free energy from the sun every single day. And there's so many other places which can use energy from the wind if they had access to the technology and access to the resources to help them use that energy. So we think Europe can invest massively into community energy. But what we're seeing, unfortunately, is that we're still investing in old fossil fuels. And so we're wasting our money by still investing in fossil fuels that we need to stop using, and instead we could be investing so much more into community energy and into energy efficiency.
Perfect, Colin. Before we end the interview, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think the main thing is that what we want to do here in Europe is to challenge the idea that has been put forward by the gas industry, the oil and gas, the same dirty players all around the world, that gas is a clean fossil fuel. And if we're not strong and clear about that, we will see ourselves locked into using these fossil fuels for decades to come, and not just in Europe, but also around the world. And we will see then that we will continue to be using fossil fuels when the temperature has risen by 2 degrees and beyond. So if we don't stop these investments today, we will see us trapped into a fossil fuel future in the years to come, and that will only mean climate disaster and climate chaos for millions and millions of people around the world.
Okay, it was Colin Roach, Extractive Industries campaigner, Friends of the Earth Europe. Colin, you have been very nice. Thank you very much for your time and for your words.
Thank you very much, Jose.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.
Do you feel it? Yes, I feel it. I feel my beloved body.